Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Tosh, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Thursday edition, a Wilde and Tausch field trip, and this is unbelievable, this place. I mean, it is amazing. The Hard Rock Casino in Rockford is our home for today, and this is immaculate. This is really impressive.
You're going to be all right, or are you going to be super distracted?
I'm going to be super distracted.
There's a lot to be distracted by.
Dolly Parton. So we have our...
Here we go.
We have our moniker up here, which we look great, by the way, up on the big screen behind us, which is fantastic.
Superstars.
We're headlining today just from 9 till 12.
And then Kevin Hart is later.
Kevin Hart's later. Miley Cyrus is up here. Rio.
Pink is over
here. Rio Speedwagon, a.k.a. Rio Speedwagon. But Dolly, if Dolly ever made it back down here, I am here. Big Dolly Parton fan. Real big.
Yeah?
Some would say I'm a supple Dolly Parton fan. Some would say.
It's going to be one of those shows.
Yeah, you asked. Actually
I never did.
No one asked.
No one asked at all.
Well, I am.
Alf Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN
Has
Beaver
Pink
Dam.
Has played here, too?
I don't know.
Because there's a bunch of portraits up here doesn't mean they've been here yet. Opened last year, like late last year.
All
like,
right.
Give them some time.
Okay. Elton John is pointing at us.
Elton
over
Jenkins, am I right?
Ooh, juicy, juicy.
You are the juice meister,
as you would say. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app. Your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, not yet Facebook, we're still working on fixing that, and of course YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app, your state, your teams, your ESPN. I'm Jason Wilde, normally in Green Bay, but at the aforementioned Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Jesse Nelson is here. That means that someone else has to do all the heavy lifting today.
There must be food. Are we having lunch?
I heard we were getting lunch together. I don't know who's buying, but I know we are getting lunch together.
So right. Hunter Vaughn is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios and back from one. You're like Mr. Casino, Mr. Clams Casino.
can't wait till where I'm at tomorrow. The bingo hall.
having safely returned from Las Vegas, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, welcome home.
Oh, my God.
First of all.
And normally we razz each other, but it's good to see you, buddy. It's good to see you.
You just spent a lot of time trying to get home.
I'm happy to be
home. Any taste of home
is
helpful.
Yes, that is very fair. But it's good to be back. And, you know, we've been talking about Hard Rock Casino Rockford for a while. We're excited to be down here. And for the video viewers, that's blanking cool.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever merited that, so we appreciate
them. Well, here
them,
we are.
Giving us that kind of treatment. Seriously, like Kevin Hart, I saw on the sign coming a little later this month, so or maybe next month. So
yeah, June.
This is a big show for us, but there'll be much bigger acts coming to the Hard Rock Casino in Rockford.
And we did a little thing here. Lainey, our great teammate at ESPN Madison, did a little video, and Jesse, you know, he gets itchy. You know, you get itchy when we don't talk Packers, and the YouTube people and everybody else will get after you. Old boy just placed himself a little something-something, and I guess I'm wondering, I like it. I don't, and you're not a big gambler.
What did you place?
So, Jesse, you saw it. What triggered you to go do this?
We were talking on the way down, and we're going to do a segment a little bit later where I'm going to probably put in some other not quite as much season-long wagers, but some more shorter-term ones. But this one stood out as we were driving down. Green Bay Packers.
As you were driving down past me?
Yes, we drove past you on 3990.
You can shove a lot of melon in your mouth. You're a big melon-eating guy.
Trying to eat healthy.
You're wolfing it down.
Trying to eat healthy.
How about this? So we're pulling. I thought it'd be fun, like, we could maybe fake moon you and do all the fun stuff that you do when you're
Chris Canty?
When you're carpooling slash, what do they call that when you're not carpooling but you're
caravan?
Caravan.
Yeah, caravan.
Is that still a thing?
Sure.
Well, we could have caravaned and laughed, and Jason sees us, and not 2 seconds later, he makes a triple lane change, no turn signal to get off in Janesville.
First of all,
veered far to the right.
One lane at a time with turn signal.
Whipped in front of a semi. I got to get away from these idiots, and you did.
He's got video to prove it.
Yeah,
I was going to say,
you were filming.
I did film.
And also, I had to go to the bathroom. And since I wasn't riding with you,
yeah, you stopped.
I was able to stop, which was
probably
nice.
Had a quick trip.
Thank you. In Janesville.
Well,
so.
Well, and it to put a little bow on our trip, quick trip, I knew it wasn't a long trip.
It is a quick trip for Jesse. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. Jesse drives like a senior citizen, typically. Today he was
really.
If I may, you passed me. You're driving faster than me. I said usually he drives.
But
like
with you in the car, he feels pressure.
And ironically, senior citizens sometimes they don't give any blanks and they just go.
That's true.
Jesse was very aggressive today, and he picked me up later because he knew I was coming back from Vegas and needed extra
sleep.
That's
thoughtful.
Yeah, yeah.
We left later, and still, I think we beat it in under an hour today.
Mm.
That's how good Jelly
we
was.
We made it here in under an hour from the Prairie.
And there's only one toll.
Yep. And we zoom right through it with the iPass now.
IllinoisTollway.com.
Mm-hmm. So it was less than an hour from door to door at the sports book, and Jesse saw this, and I think it's a wise wager.
Green Bay Packers plus +2250 to win the Super Bowl.
So what does – explain that to those that are not as
and
adept
Jason.
As you are,
I don't think Jason
including myself.
For anyone else that
exactly
might not know,
that means
if you put $100 down on the Green Bay Packers to win the Super Bowl and they succeed in doing so, you would win in return $2,250.
Wow.
For $100.
So you put down $100.
So I put $20 down to win $470.
Similar.
$20 down to win $470.
It's still the same odds.
I didn't bring $100.
It is the same odds. So I guess what you're saying is you're hopeful, you're not confident, because you would only put $20 down.
Yeah, I'm not ready to put $100 on them yet, but everyone lives in different tax
brackets.
Don't
lose that.
Yeah,
that's a winning ticket, Jesse.
What are you doing?
I'm getting my ticket back, Touch.
A little bit closer than you'd like, too.
You need to make this table a little bit bigger.
So wait a minute. So this is funny that you bring this up, though, because Homer and I had a conversation last night on the Homer Hour. They did a poll, which was, do you believe the Green Bay Packers will win the Super Bowl this year? And 30% of respondents said yes.
Well, we have a lot of very
optimistic people. And so Homer believed, and I'd like to get further into this, given your wager here at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford, because he thought these people were idiots.
Uh-oh.
So
And I actually had to defend them to him.
I think if you're saying
– and I thought I did pretty effectively.
If you're saying the Packers are the prohibitive favorites, you'd be – that's not where we're at.
That's not the question.
But the question always comes down to when you come in to a casino or you're looking at trying – you want to get value. I don't know what Philadelphia is at. I'm guessing 4 or 5 to 1.
If only there was a sports book right nearby.
Yeah. And
I can go check for you during the break.
I want to see a little, especially at this time of the year. Philly's going to be favored ahead of Green Bay, and I think Detroit. Mm-hmm. I think anybody else in the NFC.
Washington?
I think Washington and the Rams might have been in front of the Packers, too.
I am not interested in Washington at like a 9-1. If I can get 22-1 on the Packers, no.
What about the Rams? Devontae, Stafford.
I have to see where they're at. Green Bay's probably fourth or fifth in the NFC. And I think most national people still question Jordan Love. And I think that's why they're probably looked in a certain way where Matthew Stafford is kind of a proven guy. Jalen Hurts is a made man now. Are we that much more? Oh, Jaden Daniels that much better than Jordan Love? I'm not.
No,
Jaden Daniels is a good player.
There's the buzz about him now that there was about Jordan Love after the second half of the 2023 season.
And as we know, sophomore, you can say slumps, you can say whatever you want. It's a lot easier to do it your first time around. You now are going to be looking at, especially Philly and these other teams are going to be looking at Washington, who made a great run to an NFC championship, as a threat. And there's going to be more packages. There's going to be more people looking at ways to slow down Jaden Daniels. Is he going to be a step ahead of what that looks like? So, all in all, Green Bay should not be the favorite. Green Bay should be in a position about where they're at. This is where I would venture to say this will be the best odds you get on the Packers. As now, let's see what the schedule looks like.
So you're saying they will get more favorite
before the schedule release
comes out next week.
Yeah. So potentially what happens is, you know, everybody reacts instantly in this society. If Green Bay has to go play Philly to start the season and they go play in Peru, they get beat
Brazil.
Again. All
big showdown in Machu Picchu.
It gets to be 30-1, whatever it might be. I believe as this thing goes, and again, the schedule will, and that is next week, when that comes out, we'll get a better idea. But Green Bay, I believe, that with where they're at, this is going to be your best number that you're going to get as far as getting bang for your buck.
$470 right there in your hands if the Green Bay Packers win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Right here. That's $470.
100 to win 2,200 and 50. Not bad.
Or 50 to win 1,100. I'm trying to do the math.
It feels like really good value for a team that we are confident will make the playoffs. And if you know that you're going to make the playoffs,
then
you always have that chance to be in the mix
for
it.
You have a chance
Exactly. So
I think the only teams that I feel like for surely are going to make the playoffs right now as we sit here, Philly, Green Bay, Detroit. That's it. Those are your three.
So you don't put Washington or the Rams in there.
Okay, the Rams.
The Rams,
probably,
I would say
okay,
yes.
The Rams, I probably slept on. The Rams will probably win their division. That quarterback's old. Something happens to that quarterback, they're done. Mm-hmm. And you'd say the same thing.
They bring in Aaron Rodgers.
Now, this isn't the Hard Rock one, so Jesse will have to run over during the break. But from what I've been seeing, San Francisco is also still up there. That some of the people in Vegas.
I'll check it during a break. I'll check it during a break.
So that could be a sneaky team here.
Yeah.
Is it better than 22-1?
I'll go check it.
Okay. All right. Well, Jesse will get on that case. I do want to discuss this further because I was surprised that Homer was so harsh toward that 30% of people that were. And yes, do I think that they are overly optimistic? Sure. Do I think that they are Packers fans and that's what they want to have happen? Of course. But I can make an argument right now today of how they go win the Super Bowl.
Tell me.
Well, I'll do that after you tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there is no better time to upgrade your windows and doors than right now. I think the Packers' window for a championship is wide open. And Pella's deal is wide open, offering, and I think Green Bay's is up to 6 years too. Pella's offering up to 6 years of 0% financing. So you set up your free in-home consultation. You commit to nothing. At this point, they'll listen to your vision and suggest the Pella materials and customizations to make it a reality. Get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions do apply. The deal ends May 31st of 2025. So visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
Retired Navy fella has already chimed in the YouTube comments.
Ooh. I think he's softening a little bit of his dislike for me.
Is he back? I am not confident in us making the playoffs. I don't think Tausch has looked at the schedule yet.
Well, the schedule's not dropped.
Well,
we know the opponents, though.
Yeah, I know who we play. You know?
There are some challenging teams on that schedule. Sure.
Green Bay is not. You're not anybody's underdog anymore. Okay.
Okay, we will get further into
making
this.
The playoffs. See, does retired Navy fellow know seven teams make it? I know he knows.
And the seventh team each of the last 2 years has been the Green
Bay
Packers.
I'm going to be honest with you. The fact that retired Navy fellow was so tough on me makes me like him more. I don't know if that's a weird, like, I enjoy retired Navy fellow, even though he likes you a lot more than me.
Well, he's a complicated fella.
There's a lot to like.
He's a complicated retired Navy
fella. I couldn't find who it is in here, but someone pointed out you. It appears you have a lid on your coffee here.
I'm not a fan.
You learned.
That's a really good observation. Well, Hunter safely 60 miles away, which is good.
I'm going to say this. Our great team at ESPN Madison got Hard Rock some coffee. They did it. I would never put a lid on my coffee, as we've found.
I understand. Yeah. We know your policy.
Ed policy.
I love you too, buddy, from retired Navy fellow. More Wilde and Tausch live from the Hard Rock Casino in Rockford. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Hunter Vaughn, our cousin, sub of the day for Jesse, who is here at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford with us.
Making money.
And well, you're the gambler, and so is Kenny Rogers. So I can't wait to hear what DJ Jazzy Hunter has planned for us throughout the show. All right, so you went over to the sports book.
I did.
You have some updated Super Bowl odds for us here at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
I do.
And are you thinking you should have hedged by taking another team or two that had some odds that were also appealing?
Well, I'm thinking I might here in a little bit.
Okay. But,
so, okay, NFC teams we're just talking here, right? Not AFC. We're not
NFC.
Worried about the AFC.
Not at this point.
So the team with the best odds to win the Super Bowl here at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford is the Philadelphia Eagles, the defending champs, at plus 650.
So as they should. They should be.
Yeah.
Okay, so
three
the
and a
favorite,
half times, though? I don't know about
even
that.
Even though the Chiefs are number one in ESPN's power rankings. Yeah.
So the favorite is you win $650 if you bet 100.
100 wins you 650.
You bet the Packers, you win $2,250.
Correct.
So 1600
three times.
Is the difference.
Yeah.
So
if, significant difference there.
Because obviously the Eagles aren't like a you bet 100, you win 100, because nobody knows at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I got it. I feel you.
All right, then we have the Ravens, Bills, Chiefs. So the next best odds in the NFC to win the Super Bowl here at the Hard Rock is the Detroit Lions plus 900.
I think that's a fair place for them to land. I think they have a lot of things they have to, but I like the way they're built. They are going to be, as long as Dan Campbell is there and they have that core, they're going to be the team to beat until Green Bay can do it.
After Detroit, there's a big drop-off. So it's Philadelphia, Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City, Detroit. Those are your top five, then a big drop-off.
I'm kind of curious if Detroit is ahead, or if Minnesota is ahead of the Green Bay.
We'll get to them.
All right,
we'll get to them.
Just teasing.
The Washington Commanders.
Is that what teasing is? Asking him who would... Never mind.
I said, I'm curious.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say, Jesse, what are the Vikings stats?
The Washington Commanders, the third best odds in the NFC.
1,300.
Plus 1,750.
Ooh, now that's
a big jump.
Now which is, here's what's interesting.
Okay.
Same odds as the San Francisco 49ers.
That is, why do we...
San Francisco, who did not make the playoffs last year, who has seen several of their key veteran players depart this offseason,
are viewed as more likely to win the Super Bowl than the Packers are.
And equally as the Washington Commanders, whose stock went way up because of their postseason performance last year.
I mean, listen, San Francisco's lineage is good. They have some really good players. They're getting old quick. Is Christian McCaffrey going to be able to stay healthy for 17 weeks? I wouldn't bet on that.
Just paid George Kittle again.
and they're going to pay Brock Purdy. Hey, good luck to you. I feel a lot better about Green Bay than San Fran. I don't feel – I told you last year San Fran was going to struggle, that mountaintop, Everest, the poop, the whole thing. I don't feel that much different.
Nice, I think
San Francisco is in the beginning stages of a rebuild. They don't know they need to rebuild. I think they're going to find out. They got a lot of those little termites floating around, and I think that they're going to find out, uh-oh. Now we'll see if they can overcome it, come in, get the exterminator in, and get things fixed. We'll see. They're trying. A lot of rot that they got to get out of there.
So the team in the NFC then with the next best odds. So now we've got four teams in front of the Packers already.
Yeah.
You're right, Tausch. The Los Angeles Rams plus 2,000.
So they have the Niners winning that division is what that tells me. That's their projection.
It doesn't necessarily mean that, but you could imply that,
that's
yes.
What
I could,
it tells me.
I could go back during the next break and check the NFC West odds to win the division.
I am curious if Green Bay's ahead of Minnesota on that. From the divisional, so
well,
we will check.
I kind of like the idea of sending Jesse on wagering errands on every segment.
Let's have YouTube send a question. Jesse will walk over and find out at the Rockford Sportsbook.
What are the MVP odds?
I'll be back next break. So the Packers are next at 22 plus 2250.
Yep. So they're ahead of the Vikings.
They are ahead of the Minnesota Vikings.
Who will have a first-year starting quarterback.
As they should be.
The NFC team with the next best odds.
Don't say it's the Bears.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, you just said that.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, somebody's got to win the South.
Plus 3,000 for both.
I'm not going to lie to you. Tampa might be a better value than Green Bay.
Do you still think Tampa's a fun team?
I like Tampa last year? I like Baker. I
bring them, fling them. That's a fun team.
I love the way Baker has went about his career. I respect his path. And how he's done it. So I am, you know, if Green Bay, I think Tampa might be my second favorite team in the NFC. Doesn't mean they're going to win anything. But
favorite team, like, just like you like them, like, or you like their chance?
Like, I wouldn't despise it if they won, if that makes sense.
Okay, it does make sense.
I did not scroll further on the kiosk to see where the Chicago
so
Bears are.
So the other question
other
I'll have
so that's
today
all I got
for you
for
if our YouTube and nice. Carbless talking texters don't put chores to you.
By the way, this is what the YouTube comments
yeah,
look like if
fun.
You're interested.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm still waiting for my subscription to upgrade.
That's not how that works.
Jordan Love MVP, I think if it's a good enough number, I think that's a flyer you're worth going on to. Because if Green Bay is going to have a great season, he's going to play well. And I'm guessing his number's probably really good right now. So those are your two things that I'm – what do you – what?
We have the wrong date on our show on YouTube.
You just
– that'll happen.
Pointed out by Peter.
Minor details.
Well, I was scrolling looking to see what people want Jesse put money on.
You're in the right place, Peter. It's today. You're good.
I think not only should you ask questions of Jesse, but I think – he should take requests.
Yes.
No.
I actually agree.
I'm not.
With your own money.
Only if Tausch comes with me to deliver the tickets on the way home today. All right. We're stopping Menominee Falls and stopping Oostburg.
So the question I have then, because of the conversation I had with Homer last night, and now this with these odds that you have found at the kiosk by the sports book here at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford, is it unrealistic and overly optimistic to think the Packers are a Super Bowl team as currently constructed now that the draft is over?
I think it's optimistically, you're probably out of the realm a bit. It's not crazy. It is not crazy, and it's especially not crazy if you're getting 2,200 to 1. 100. All right. Every time you hear 2,200 to 1, it's like, put a buck down. That's not how it works. But the odds, I think, dictate. I don't see four teams better on paper than the Green Bay Packers. I see Philly as a better on paper team, and I see Detroit as a better on paper team. I don't see anybody else as better on paper. Football games aren't played on paper. They're played
they
on
not.
TV. I like that line.
It's pretty, who was that? It wasn't you.
Good one.
I'm not sure who to cite, but I just think we are – and this is the tough part because we do this every day and we know this team inside and out and we see and I think want to see the positives and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The negatives are you still have a receiving core that is completely unproven.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at.
With two more guys that are also unproven.
And with a pass rush that people don't feel like improved. I don't think anybody is sitting here, oh, it's going to be a lot better. I think the Jeff Hafley combination with another round and the fact that Edgerrin Cooper is going to be a dog. Like, I think that's – I'm banking that he is going to be a special player. That changes what this defense is going to be. You still have the Jair questions. There's still other things. But I think this defense, the way it played at the end of the season, is only going to be better. And if that's the case, you're only looking at four or five teams in the NFC that are going to be able to be really effective moving the football.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be seeing like we did, and like it feels like we said all last year, well, who'd they beat? These guys stink. That's not fair. And it was a fair criticism, but it also gets you into playoffs.
Like I don't remember using that voice.
No, Green Bay game night, that's what
you
they sounded
always
like.
Were like, well, that Houston stinks. These guys stink. Well, Houston made it to the divisional round. At some point.
The one time that was a big thing was the Cardinals game, and the Cardinals did stink.
No, that New Orleans game. New Orleans stinks.
Yeah.
Also and they true. Did stink.
Forgot about that one. Yeah.
All right.
I bet you their odds are.
Jesse will
so
check on those odds.
There's sometimes
for the Arizona Cardinals.
There's sometimes the odds are really good because they ain't gonna, it's like there's no there is no chance. And I don't homer anything. New Orleans ain't winning the Super Bowl this year.
That's fair. Don't put $10 down on that.
I won't. I
bet you that's at 50,000 to 1. I bet you that's where they're at. Jesse,
you want to bet $10?
Which team do you think has the worst odds to win the Super Bowl? Is it New Orleans?
It's got to be New Orleans.
Even worse than, say,
Carolina.
Ooh,
yeah.
Tennessee's got to be
Tennessee.
All right, Tennessee well, could catch, we have Jesse's next assignment for this commercial break.
Tennessee could catch the Jaden Daniels effect, though. They could.
They
New
could.
New Orleans ain't catching no. What effect are they getting?
They could.
What?
Jackson. No, he's on the
Spencer
Giants.
Rattler.
Yeah, who's the other one they just picked, too? Yeah.
Well, maybe your boy will be back. Remember when you wanted the Packers to trade Jordan?
Yeah, that would have been a good idea.
Want that would have
worked.
Might have worked.
Well.
We'll never
all right,
know.
Jesse's going to get a head start. He's going to find out for us who the least likely teams
gotta be
are Orleans. To win the Super Bowl and what that looks like. I do want to get into and tie this together. Do the Packers' odds improve if they have Jair Alexander on their football team? Because Jeremy Fowler is reporting some optimistic things about the turns that saga has taken in recent days. We'll get to that coming up. Again, we are live from the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. And, look, we did a lot of driving today. I did a lot of driving today. Had a guy cut me off outside of Oshkosh. I was not pleased.
Oh, boy.
But I was safe. And that means I didn't get in an accident. I didn't have to make a call to Grublov.
I watched him make a triple lane change with no turn signal.
I don't know why you're making that up.
Double lane change.
I moved once, but you were right
and
next
it was
to me
immediate,
at the same speed.
There was a median divide to get into that lane. Oh, in Janesville. I got that
right
median.
To exit to go to the bathroom because I wasn't riding with you.
I didn't think it was a safe lane change. That's all. And I have it on video.
My eyes were on the road. I was not looking at your lane change.
We could break down your lane change.
I didn't see it.
I knew when I saw the
license plate. And it's a fascinating deal that your tires look like they're going backwards as you're driving.
Mesmerizing for you, was that?
I was a little mesmerized.
I was fascinated by the Bradley University license plate frame I saw. And all the Bradley alums that like to leave notes on your vehicle in the parking garage.
I forgot about that.
Want to remind you, though, that if at some point you are in an accident and you need legal representation. I hope you never do, but if you do, make the call. One call, that's all. Gruber Law Offices, 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666, or go to the website, gruber-law.com. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. More Wilde and Tausch live from the Hard Rock Casino, Rockford. Stick around.
Matt LaFleur with Wilde and Tausch.
Josh Jacobs, was he better than you thought when you guys went through the free agency process?
What I would tell you is, tough as this may be, I think he's even a better person than he is a player.
Listen to the full interview only on the new ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kentucky gambler, who's going to love your woman in Kentucky? Who's going to be the one to give her what she needs? Kentucky gambler. Lady luck was on his words just right.
Live from the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Oh, Dolly Parton bringing us back.
There she is for you.
You did
put your headset on.
Ebony and Ivory. I don't know that she sings that. I thought that was Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder.
No, Ives. What's the Ivy? What's the song?
Burl Ives?
No.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
She's got the song. It's really good.
Nine
it's
to
like
five?
The Isle, Island of
Islands in the Stream.
Working.
That is what
nine
we are.
To five.
What's the duet she's got? It's like a great
Islands
duet.
In yeah. the Stream.
Is that what it is?
That is what we are.
Right, it's a great song.
Maybe not.
Ebony and Ivory.
I mean, this is literally Kentucky Gambler.
What? She sings a song called Kentucky Gambler.
Because
I'm pointing to the Hunter sounds like the voice of God in here.
I think we've had enough of this conversation. Whoa, Nelly.
You started it.
No, I didn't, actually.
Whoa, Nelly.
You may have requested Dolly. Yeah, all right.
I got some information for you guys.
Awesome. This is phenomenal.
It's got to be Tennessee or New Orleans for the worst.
There are five teams.
With the same?
With the same plus 20,000 odds.
Ooh,
bet 100 to win 20 grand.
Okay, so which of these five would be our favorite to pick? Okay, this could be fun.
The New Orleans Saints are one of them.
No interest.
The Tennessee Titans are one of them.
Maybe, depending on the other three.
The New York Jets are one of them.
Nope.
The New York Giants are one of them.
Definitely not.
It's almost as if you want nothing to do with the teams with the worst odds to win the Super Bowl.
No, I just said, I think Tennessee might be a flyer here.
The Cleveland Browns. Those are your five teams with the worst odds.
I'm not hesitating at all.
Yeah, the Browns with Flacco as their quarterback. Yeah.
Browns, Jets, Giants, Titans, Saints.
Flacco and the boys have the best chance to make the playoffs out of that group.
Mm-hmm. I would take the Jets before I would take the Titans.
The Giants don't want to win.
No,
although,
they don't.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, I think they think they probably have a better chance.
I think they got a guy they think will put fannies in the seats while they still try to get
Russ,
a long-term
does
answer.
Does Russ drive that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, we'll see.
Here's one more interesting one for you. So after I scrolled down on the kiosk,
yes.
I found a little bit more of this. The Chicago Bears plus 4,000.
Yeah.
Same odds right now at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford as the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow.
To win the Super Bowl.
But I'm guessing that Steelers line would change depending upon who their quarterback
is. I don't know about how much. They build that into the they bake that into the cake as they say.
So Mason Rudolph, the odds are the same as if they have Aaron Rodgers instead.
I don't know about all that.
If you had to pick one of those, Steelers or Bears, obviously we don't want to pick the Bears. We know what we do around here, but which would be the smarter wager?
I pick the Steelers to make the playoffs.
Well, yeah.
Because they always are in the playoff hunt, but they're never in the Super Bowl hunt. I would take the Bears.
I would, too.
Mm-hmm. A lot of agreement today.
Well, we're together. Islands in the stream, as some would say. Dolly.
What other songs do we have to have that come back if we're going with the casino?
Oh, I've got a list.
Working 9 to noon.
9 to 5.
No, you change it. I mean, that's easy.
You can't.
You do a quick edit.
Yes, I'll change Dolly's lyrics just to fit you, Tausch.
Thank you,
yep.
Hunter. That's nice.
Yep, you're the main character.
Lady Gaga,
everything for you.
Poker face.
I feel like there's some resentment coming from Hunter. I think you
ended on a bad foot last time.
The guy dumped coffee over my lap. I don't even give him grief about it.
In fairness, it was not all over your lap.
It was on my chair. And I don't even give him any grief, and now he's irritated.
You were somewhere else.
He's irritated with me? Come on. Ah.
You just asked him to change Dolly Parton's most iconic song to fit the schedule that we're on the air for.
That is true. I did ask that.
All right.
I think Hunter's really good at his job. I think he can chop stuff up. I don't even ask you to do that stuff anymore. No offense to you.
That's
so he's
going
to use AI to use Dolly Parton's voice to change the song to 9 to noon.
I don't know. I'm not expecting anything.
All right, you have, but he's really good at his job, and I expect him to be able to chop stuff up.
Mixed messages.
So the Jair Alexander story continues to evolve. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN now reports that there is reason for some measure of optimism, basically that he may be staying with the Packers after all. That there's There's been some progress on a reconciliation that a contract would include a way for him, if he stays healthy, to earn back whatever money he would lose from his scheduled salary, which it worked for Mason Crosby, not on availability, but on performance, if you remember. He took a pay cut after that 2012 season, came back the next year, was great, earned every penny back. Mm-hmm. So if Jair Alexander were to take a contract like that, play all 17 games, he'd end up getting paid the same amount. Are you encouraged or just similarly encouraged as you have been through this entire process?
I think humility has set in. I think the fact that there hasn't been this clamoring for, oh, my God, I need to get this guy on our football team from the other 31 teams. Reality has hit, and I think Jair now has to recognize my best opportunity is going to be here. And I think the question I had this entire time is, does Brian Gutekunst want to bring him back? And is Jair going to be open to the severe limitations of base salary that they're going to offer him?
Mm-hmm.
And I think what happens in life a lot is reality hits and you have to understand that yesterday's price isn't today's price. So will he come back on a deal where there's a ton of incentives and opportunities for him in a system that he likes, FYI, and I think in a place, while I can't imagine there's a ton of trust and love from how the last couple of seasons have went, both teams need each other in certain respects. I think Jair needs Green Bay more than Green Bay needs him. But I think Green Bay, if you get the right Jair, really could use him. And if it's just like odds and everything else, if the cost is right, it's worth the risk. If it's not, it's not. And I don't think there's anybody up there that is thinking he is going to be our starter for 17 weeks and is going to be depoyish. I don't think anybody's thinking that anymore. And if you are, shame on you. If you're thinking, man, if we can get hot with these dice, we can hold on for a little bit. We'll get some run. And if you get some run on a contract that is real favorable to you, you're going to be more than happy. If you're looking for him to be the Zach Bond, maybe it'll happen. Philly, for as much as we see all this stuff, they didn't expect Zach Bond to be that thing. They did.
No, they didn't.
They were happy that he was. That's the attitude, I think, going into it. And Jair needs to now play and play at a high level or his career will be down. This place will give him that opportunity.
I want to get the accurate quote from
Jeremy Fowler. I don't think Goody wants – I agree with you.
I think so, too. Jeremy Fowler says that a resolution is expected soon. A revised contract, is the phrase he used, is the most sensible end result for the two parties.
That sounds more like speculation than anything.
So Jeremy does a really good job. He does an even better job of couching things. Like, I envy how effectively he does it. I wish I did it.
You wish you could say nothing as good as Jeremy Fowler?
No, I didn't say that. He said it would take, quote, a unique trade offer or a contractual stalemate for Alexander to depart Green Bay this year. So
is that a repackaged
version of they'd have to get a trade they like or they would have to not agree on a contract for him to not come back?
I think it's pretty easy. He ain't getting traded.
No one is going to trade for him.
He is going to be cut or he's going to be back on a heavily reduced contract with big-time incentives.
So take us through this, all right? Put yourself in Jair's spot because you're the one who played in the NFL. You've been a really good player. You've had injury issues the three of the last 4 years, right? And now your team is coming to you and saying, Tausch, we need you to take a pay cut. We're going to cut it in half. Okay, you're supposed to make $17.5 million.
Okay.
We're going to pay you $8.75 million.
Yep.
You'll have a chance to make it all up.
All right.
Am I saying, as Jair Alexander, okay, sign me up. I'm going to earn all that money you take away. Or am I saying, you know what, if I'm going to get $8.75 million, I'm going to get it somewhere else and get a fresh start. And maybe I have that incentivized that I make more money there. What are you doing as a player?
Well, you take whatever is going to be the best financial offer. I think the fact that nobody has stepped up, he would have ideas. If there was a team, the Saints or Tennessee or some team that stinks and is going to pay him $11 million with an opportunity to earn more, he would want to go there and he would just say, no, I'm not doing it. It tells me there's not a ton of opportunities because I think he would love to restart and refresh, go somewhere else.
I think so too.
But that might not be the case. And as is life in a lot of cases, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. You know what you're getting here. The training staff understands you. You will make the most money, and you'll have an opportunity to do it on a winning team that you've been a part of. So had there been a roster bonus due March 1, he's gone because he would not have known this is where the market is. Now he knows. There's not a ton of teams banging on our door to get you to come. So while I think a fresh start would be good for everybody, this case, the best case scenario may be this 8.5 with the opportunity to get earn your money back, because at this point all Jair can do is say, I want to get as much money as I can that I know will be in my pocket, and if I can play at the level I think I can and I'm healthy, I will earn all that back. That's all he can do. So that, I believe, would be Green Bay.
We will see how it plays out. I don't, after
I
rereading
don't think,
this,
I don't think Goody wants it back.
I agree.
And I think if it's one of those Jordy Nelson, you know, it's too good of an opportunity for us as a team to bring him back on a contract that is so sweet for us, let's do it. But if it is at all hamstringy, I just don't think Goody really wants him back.
Would you say a revised contract to balance his injury history with his longtime status as an elite corner might be the most sensible play?
The most sensible play for both parties would be...
You're reading that verbatim.
I am, yes.
It would be a small base salary with opportunities to really earn it back. If he, you know, you put in there, he's a deep boy, you do all this stuff. And then the other part of this is the reason Green Bay is the most attractive option financially is because there's already money there. And from a standpoint, if it's something fresh, you're only going to give him a one-year deal, wherever it's going to be. You can kind of string this out. You can probably manipulate things a little bit easier with the fact that he is under contract. You could kind of put some dumb – you can do that anywhere else. But it just feels like – because I don't know what the dead cap hit is if you just cut him. That's a sunk cost. So we call the business a sunk cost.
So it's a –
the business.
It's a 24 – million dollar dead cap hit, which again you can spread over 2 years, but on the flip side of it, you're erasing a 17 plus million dollar charge for this year.
Yeah, but that's
it's the other case. I'm sorry, it's the other way. They save six. If they move on from him, they free up $6 million in cap space,
unless he takes a less base salary contract.
Right, then they free up money either way.
So that's why this makes sense. If this was not in play, Green Bay has no interest in doing this. The fact that there's this dead cap and that you could probably reduce and still get an opportunity for him to come and play, you're going to have a dead cap regardless. You can limit it a little bit more and figure out a way to do it. If you do that, it kind of makes sense from Green Bay's perspective. And I don't know. I just don't know who's going to be sitting here and even giving him a $10 million base salary without having any, I guess, safety parameters in place if he's unable to go and play a ton of games.
Yeah, I would assume that comes with any level of need at the position. And I don't know enough about the other team's depth charts at corner to be able to speak intelligently on that. What I can say is that his base salary for this season is $16.15 million. There's the signing bonus proration. If they were, he is scheduled to count $24 million against the cap.
But that 16 ain't happening. So it'd be $8 million dead cap. Depending on how many more years he has left.
Well, you still have 2 years of signing bonus proration that have to factor in, though. Because remember, he got a big signing bonus on that $84 million contract. So again, the point that I'm making is, they are in a position where simply moving on from him right now before June 1st. Now you would wait till after June 1st because then it pushes it into next year. But even now, that's his cap number, but they would save $6 million on the cap if they moved on from him, regardless of restructuring or whatever else. And maybe that's appealing to Goody, because the other thing Goody might think, because we know he thinks this about other players, is I like this young guy. I want this guy to go through growing pains and come out the other side as a good player. Maybe he's looking at Carrington Valentine, who was at the Tundra Trio during the draft and did a Q&A with Strofe. Maybe they're looking at him going, all right, we got a real Mark Tauscher, Donald Driver-esque seventh-round pick here who could become a long-term starter for us. We need to give him the opportunity. We signed Hobbs. We have Keyshawn Nixon. We don't need to bring back Jair Alexander.
There is,
that could be what Goody thinks.
I don't think there's any thought that we need to have Jair, like we're going to be in big trouble. This is more of
a, I don't think they think that either.
Both scenarios play and fit the best for both of us, and if that's not the case, I say just move along.
We will move along to trivia.
Yeah. Been a while for you, old T.
Been a minute.
Remember how we played trivia?
I do. You like take callers and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I read the questions.
Uh-huh.
And Tausch
That's
reacts.
How it works.
Yeah, it's fun.
Jesse, what's today's category and which caller would you
I
like?
Felt bad that Tausch missed out on Wisconsin Geography Wednesday yesterday. So since we are in Rockford, Illinois, for what Tausch and I believe is the first ever Wilde and Tausch remote broadcast outside the state of Wisconsin where all three of us are together, which I think is a historic moment for our show. Illinois Geography Thursday is today's Wilde and Tausch trivia category.
Like
Illinois Geography.
I have no construct of what day it is.
I'm not shocked that you don't know what day it is after the week you've had.
Yes.
But we're happy that you're here. We're happy to play trivia, which, of course, is presented by Vortex Golf, and we'll be happy to take – I find it fascinating that when Jesse doesn't have to answer the phones, he jacks up the caller number.
No.
Yeah, no, you do.
Absolutely does, every single time.
What?
No doubt.
It's well into the teens every time you're not here.
16? We just took like 18 the other day.
So Hunter is a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
Well, Hunter, what number?
They're plus 6,000.
What number is what number is your new wide receiver? If you listen to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy across ESPN Wisconsin, you would think his name was Carl Pickens. His name is actually George Pickens, Carl Pickens. Tennessee? College? Come out of Tennessee? What number is your new wide receiver going to be wearing for your Cowboys?
I think 14 is available. I don't think they have anybody that's wearing 14.
Oh, wow. That's so much lower than 16. Wow. Saving him a ton of time.
Giving him a chance.
I know. we're going to go caller 8, Troy Aikman.
That's okay. Well, he made a command decision. Who said he could pick? Sheesh.
Hunter did. All right, caller 8 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 8 right now plays trivia presented by Vortex Golf. Meanwhile, Jesse with his – what'd you do with your ticket? Don't lose
$470 I got to keep right
here. And when you win that, you'll be smart about it, and you'll deposit all your winnings at Associated Bank, the official bank of the Packers, especially if they win the Super Bowl. But more importantly, their customer service is second to none. They've got early pay, so you get access to your direct deposit up to 2 days early. They've got credit monitoring to make sure your credit score is where it needs to be. They've got fraud protection, which I them myself, and they took an unbelievable job of making sure that I was protected from fraud. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Wilde and Tausch Trivia, live from the Hard Rock Casino Rockford, is next. So stick around.
We're on the Bucks.
This is the greatest player this franchise has had since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
And now they might be in a position where they're forced to deal him away.
Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN.
Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to
noon.
Working 9 to
noon.
What a way.
Hunter Parton, bringing us back with 9 to noon.
Noon.
It's actually Alex G. Shout out for the help Alex from the G. other producers.
Oh. Gravatt on point. Alex Gravatt doing his Dolly Parton imitation. It is Will D. Attached live.
What a classic.
Isn't that, what a way to make a living. is that not right?
It is definitely true. There's no denying that. Let's welcome.
Now, working 9 to 5 would be a lot tougher.
It would.
Yeah, but you've worked.
Some of us do.
In fairness to you, you have worked.
No, I mean, I don't work just 9 to noon on this show, by the way. I just want to make sure
now we're going to play. I work a lot. You know, now we're going to play that game.
Listen, I'm not sitting here telling you I'm in a coal mine. I'm not telling you that. All right? I'm not shoveling coal. And you
manure.
That's not Norman, but I did. I did.
If you would have let me,
I bailed. Hey, I can't pick.
You've worked harder in your life than I have. No doubt about it.
Well, who would have ever said that didn't win the case?
Nobody. I'm not sure that was necessary.
Well, it's the Chevy. Come on.
All right, let's play. It's time now for trivia.
I'm actually thinking about picking up a couple concrete shit just to get back to my roots. Like, go work some concrete.
Okay.
Will D. and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
A lot of jobs.
We appreciate Vortex Golf for supporting Will D. and Tausch Trivia and our program. We also
you haven't been here since they started with us, so
I
you didn't
not.
Even know.
It's
been a goofy couple weeks, there's no doubt.
We're giving away a rangefinder for the trivia prize pack this week. Yeah.
You know what? I got to talk to our friends at Vortex. I need a set of binos for the games now. Like the Badger games?
Binoculars?
I need some binos.
Yeah. Binos.
Binox is the way you shorten that.
Binos.
Listen, Hunter.
Binos sounds like a dinosaur.
I'll shorten it the way I want. We'll be fine. Binox. That's probably better. Binos might be.
I'm in on binos.
Like it could be an old meat eater, you know. Tyrannosaurus.
Jim on the south side is our contestant. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good to see you guys on YouTube and listen to you on the phone right now.
Ah.
I got a question, though. According to the rules of this game,
oh, boy.
Can I still win if you guys aren't in Wisconsin?
I don't think
I'm
you can.
Oh, wow. We're ineligible.
It is a great question.
I love it.
I don't think. I think today's game is completely null and void. The game is originating outside of this.
I did call in on ESPN Milwaukee.
I will have to check ESPNWisconsinContest.com. I don't know if that's over by the kiosk over
what
there.
What a tricky question that is, and it's fair.
We are ineligible for trivia.
I am going to make a command announcement and say, because our towers are still in Wisconsin, you are very much eligible to win the Vortex Golf Range Finder and perhaps some binos as well. All right. Which question would you like to do?
All right. Western Illinois.
Apparently number one.
University is located in which of these Illinois cities? Is it Macomb?
No. There's an entire joke here that you need to get these right.
Macomb?
No. This is so good.
Macomb?
Definitely not the last one.
I'll take question one.
Macomb. Here's the deal. I'm going to sit this out. How's that?
I knew this was a mistake.
This is such a well-written question. This is one of my best pieces
of work.
Jesse
does say so himself. Let's try this again, Jim. Question number one.
I'm totally confused.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
False start.
Jim, hit the reset button. Here we go. Question number one. Just leave the trivia to us. Western Illinois University is located in which of these Illinois cities? Is it Macomb, Marazor, or Matoothbrush?
See?
That's pretty good.
Macomb.
Yeah.
That definitely hits better than if you say Macomb.
Make them believe you got question one right. Question two, Jim, is this.
Oh, God.
A latitudinally. Which of these cities in Illinois is located farthest north? Farthest north. Is it DeKalb, Decatur or Duquignon?
Two.
Decatur.
No.
That's incorrect.
Shouldn't these have all been the same then, too? DeKalb, Decatur, Decoon?
Yeah, they're all duh.
DeKalb was the correct answer. Yeah,
the Northern Illinois University.
All right.
DeKalb.
Okay.
You doing three?
No. Why are you asking?
I feel like you guys have pulled it from me, which is fine.
Are you asking me, Jesse, if I'm doing three?
Question three is this. Now a suburb of Rockford, the name of which of these Illinois villages was originally determined after being pulled from a hat.
Ooh, I like that.
Full of suggested names from people living in the community. This is very interesting.
Isn't that a fun
fried helmet?
Yeah, a little extra research
for
this one.
So which suburb got its name through pulling the name out of a hat?
Macomb.
No.
Oh, it's not.
My toothbrush. Is it Downers Grove, Davis Junction, or Cherry Valley?
Tough question.
I was going to guess 7 3/8, but I'll go with number 3.
Cherry Valley is correct.
There it is.
Are we certain that Downers Grove and Davis Junction didn't also do this and they just didn't publicize it?
I am positive Davis Junction was named after a person named something.
Chili Davis?
Davis. There's a lot of Davises.
Tyrone Davis? I
looked it up.
How do you know it's not the last name Junction?
Because I looked it up. It started with a J. It was like, I don't know, some
Jim, great
Joseph
job today.
Davis.
You battled
something
through some pretty tough conditions, and we figured it out.
Jim, you got two of the three questions right. You've got three of the possible four entries into tomorrow's drawing for our first Vortex Golf Rangefinder that we will be giving away
that is
tomorrow.
Let me tell you something. That's a great gift.
It is amazing.
And a swag bag.
Swag bag
from Vortex Golf and a rangefinder. Yeah.
You are not eligible, but you can ask them about their binos.
I want binos. Yeah.
Jim, thanks for playing. We appreciate you.
I love you guys, and have a safe trip home.
We love you, Jimmy.
Yeah, thanks,
Jim. We love Jimmy now.
There's a lot to work through there.
That was something.
That was a lot. That is Will the Itouch Trivia, again, presented by Vortex Golf. We're really excited to have them on board.
I love it. I think this pulling names out of a hat, again, you know this is a big point of contention I have.
I did not know this was a big point of contention.
You're anti-names out of a hat?
On city engineering.
It's the first I've heard it.
On city
engineering. City engineering, sure.
The lame names that we put on streets, like Southwest, Northeast Street, like – Let's get a little.
Is there a Southwest Northeast?
A lot of stuff that I think should be more creative, and we should lean into our creativity more than First Street.
I'm actually
Second
with Tausch
Street,
on this.
Eighth Street, like what are we
it
doing?
It makes it easy for everyone when you're making
not
the grid of the city. Oh,
especially
if you're on
cities
all right,
that are on
I'm
grid
not saying okay downtown. Fine, I'm talking about out in Boulder Junction. Let's not call it Northeast West Street. Like, let's come up with somebody that was in Boulder Junction that did something. Let's put it out there. That's all. Like, let's get creative. It's just so boring.
Since you just got back from Las Vegas.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. What are the street
Las
situations
Vegas
there?
I am sure they got, like, all the different performers and I don't
Cher
know.
Cher Avenue.
I ain't gonna lie. I just told you, when you go out there, you don't. You end up staying.
NSYNC Way.
Yeah. I don't know.
So you have no name, no idea of any of the names.
None. But it's all GPS.
Siegfried and Roy Boulevard.
It's all GPS now anyway, so let's have some creativity. So, when you send an address, you say, oh, I'm on 18 North Southwest Street, it's like, ugh, ugh.
So you would like to be more entertained by the names that you're entering into your Google Maps.
Exactly.
Quick
because
check of Google Maps, by the
really
way.
Matter.
Las Vegas,
way,
very
like
heavy
stuff
numbered
like
streets.
Number streets in Vegas, he says. Yeah.
Again, the downtown constructed, okay, I get. But anything out in the suburbs and stuff, there's a little room?
You're now taking the entertain me approach to maps?
Yeah, have some creativity. It's exactly what I'm saying. Yes.
We're going to kick off the 10 o'clock hour live from the Hard Rock Casino Rockford, and we're going to kick it off with some people who have expressed a modicum of concern.
They're getting after you.
Yeah.
I like this getting after you. And you know what? I'm proud of the way you're kind of standing up. You're not kowtowing.
I'm not standing up at all. I didn't even really – I don't pay attention to social media like I used to. I didn't know about this.
Yeah. Elon Musk. Oh. Mark Zuckerberg. Oh. Let these guys – come on. Live your life.
Isn't that what I'm doing by not being on social media?
Kind of.
10 o'clock hour.
Go get him some coffee.
1 hour and 47 minutes to go.
All retired Navy fellas having a day.
Yeah, he's not coming here today.
Starts in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.